Glory to God. I'm created in righteousness and true holiness. Righteousness and true holiness. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And then one night, I was in the room, and I was laying on the bed, and the devil came in my room. He came with a temptation. He said, why don't you call somebody and go do what you used to do? And I know it's the devil, because now I'd have got stiff. I said, oh, that's a temptation. The devil said, remember when you used to do something? I said, no, I don't remember that. So I started playing dumb. I said, no, I don't remember that. Because, you see, he's talking about the old man. All right, and then he started telling me, remember when you used to do this, and you used to do this, you used to do that? And I say, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm laying flat on my back. No, I don't know what you're talking about. And he starts shouting at me. You do remember. You remember when you used to do this, 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 and this, this? And then I listened for the Holy Spirit, because he always gives a way of escape. And then the Holy Ghost gave me this scripture. I said, this man on the inside was created in righteousness and true holiness. And when that word came out of my mouth, I felt a force come out of my mouth like a sword. Just pierce the darkness. And that temptation was over. And I say, oh, so that's what that scripture is all about. Yeah, I'm created in righteousness and true holiness. I didn't do those things then. My physical body was involved in it, but not my spirit, not my soul. No, I'm new. I'm a new person in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, all things become new. Paul said, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You got to know you are not who you used to be. And what happened before you got saved, God don't even remember it anymore. Guess where those sins exist? Only in your memory. Because God don't remember them anymore. Say, yeah, I remember when I did it, but God don't remember. Once he forgive you, he forget. He ain't going to bring it up because he forgot about it. He has the ability to forget. Amen. So those old sins you used to do, they only exist in your own mind, in your own memory. They don't exist in God's memory. And really, to be honest with you, some old sins, I can't even remember them no more either. How many of you remember all your sins? No, you can't remember all of them. Thank God you can't. Further you go in God, the less and less you remember about that old life. But I had to make sure that I don't forget how I got saved and the state I was in when I got saved. I don't ever want to lose an appreciation for my salvation. Amen. I want to always keep that tender to my heart of what God delivered me from so that I don't take my salvation for granted. I remember how I was, but I don't glory in it. You understand? It's just a reference point to show me how far I've come in God and to show me how good God has been to me. God does not want you to live your life under the condemnation of the devil. He wants you to live your life in righteousness, under the righteousness of God. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me close with these final thoughts right here. Put on the new man. Look at your neighbor and say, put on the new man.
Put on the new man.
Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Let me finish the story here. All right, so I resisted the devil with the word of God. You know, Jesus quoted scripture. So that temptation was over. I felt it hit the devil and hurt him. He was hurt. It was like putting a dagger in him. You know, the sword that Paul talked about in Ephesians chapter 6 was not one of these long swords. The sword of the Spirit that he talked about was a short sword that had a hook on the end that was for close combat. That when you put it in them, when you jug them, you know you use that word, look, I jug you. We didn't use the word stab. We didn't use the word cut. I said, look, I'll jug you. You better get back. Jug means to push it in, twist it, turn it, and then rip it out. All right, that was a dagger. That was close combat. The devil was right there. And I'm going to tell you, he got jugged. So I was rejoicing. I landed in the bed rejoicing and say, Lord, thank you. I'm saved. I know what that scripture means. I said, I see why you was kept bringing that scripture back to me. I didn't know what it meant, but it's really talking about how you made me, that I'm really a new person inside. I ain't the same person I used to be. Sometimes believers forget that they're not who they used to be. Don't gravitate back to who you used to be before you got saved. Amen. Get back in these scriptures here and remind yourself that you're a new creature in Christ. Well, Pastor Little was my roommate at the time, and he was fast asleep. And about 5 minutes after I had dealt with that devil, I heard Pastor Little over there saying, I cast that thought down in the name of Jesus. I cast that thought down in the name. Out of his sleep, he resisting the devil. The devil done put thoughts in his mind, and he's doing warfare in his sleep. I cast that thought down in the name of Jesus. So I started laughing. I said, the same devil that was over here messing with me done went across the room and now messing with him. So I woke him up and said, hey, Brother Robert, get up. I said, I heard you over here casting down imaginations. I said, man, the same devil messing with me was messing with you. Let's run him out of here right now. And we got him. We resisted the devil and commanded that spirit to leave our room. And I'm going to tell you, we had heaven on earth. In our room, people used to come to our room and couldn't leave. We had people in our room till 2, 3 o'clock. We'd go on to bed. They'd be in the living room then, and they'd say, well, I said, look, it's 1 o'clock. Y'all need to go, oh, yeah, we going. And they linger a few more steps over here this way. And then they stop and talk a while. And then they talk 15, 20 minutes. And then they'd ease a few more steps over here. And then they'd open the door and they'd stand there around the door just talking. They didn't want to leave. I said, man, we got something going on in here. I said, we got the presence of God in this room. People come in here and they just get relieved. They get wisdom. They get answers. They receive from God. They feel God's presence. And you know, when you're in the presence like that, you don't want to leave it. Especially if you had a roommate full of the devil and you walk in the door and he growling. What are you doing coming in here to town? You know, you got somebody really on fire for God and somebody that ain't, oh, there is a holy war going on right there. There's war going on. I'm warfare. They don't even know why they don't like you. I'm telling you, it's real. They don't even know why they don't like you. Some of y'all have trouble on your job with certain people. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know why they're coming against you. So you just got to keep walking in love. Let me share these with you. The new birth means we have a change in fatherhood and relationship. James 1:18 says that we have been refathered by God. God became our father. Remember when Jesus rose from the dead and Mary wanted to touch him? He said, don't touch me yet, for I have not yet ascended to my father and to your father and to my God and your God. God became our father through the new birth. We've been refathered by God. Amen. John 15:1-5 says that we are branches in the true vine, Jesus. 2 Peter 1:4 says we are partakers of the divine nature. We have the nature of God in us. Galatians 3:26 says we're children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4 that we just looked at says that we are created in righteousness and true holiness. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, he that's joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So I'm in union with him. I'm connected to him. Mark 9:23 says, all things are possible to God and all things are possible to him that believes. God has really blessed us. 1 John 4:4 says that God is in us and greater is he that's in us than he who is in the world. Praise God. What I believe the Holy Spirit wants you to take away from this message tonight is to re-examine and refocus on who you really are in the Spirit. And then don't let condemnation block your path to God. Don't let your Don't let condemnation stop you from fellowshipping with God. Don't let it stop you from receiving from God. And don't let it stop you from working with God. Amen. And then don't let it stop you. I'm going to add a fourth thing. Don't let it stop you from fellowshipping with other believers. Because, you know, sometimes people get in sin and that condemnation come on. Then they won't be around nobody that's got the light on them. So they start avoiding people that's walking with God because of embarrassment and shame. See, all that comes as a fruit of sin. But if you go ahead and expose the sin and get forgiveness and receive it and just keep on going. Amen. We're not supposed to beat up anybody that's in sin. Because we eventually we would find ourselves beating up ourselves. Amen. You have to be merciful because the mercy you dish out is the mercy you're going to receive. You which are spiritual. If you see a brother or sister overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. But you spiritual, unspiritual people don't know how to restore. In the spirit of meekness, that's humility. Amen. God created you to win in life. Amen. He wants you to win. He wants you to fellowship with him. He wants you to receive from him. He wants you to work with him. And he wants you to have good relationship with your brothers and sisters. Amen. You take those four things here. And if you've been under condemnation, get out of it tonight. I'm going to tell you, bring your sin to the light. Confess it. Acknowledge it. Admit it. Then quit it. Ask God to give you help not to keep falling in the same thing. Go ahead and get victory in that and get in the word in that area wherever your weakness is. Get in the word in that area until you're strong in that area, until the Holy Ghost give you a dagger, that when the devil bring that temptation, he bring a temptation and you give him a dagger. You know what? He'll stop bringing that temptation. He'll stop tempting you in that area. Amen.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
just perfect.